All right, Barton is a special guest today. Be aware that he does not know really that much about space. Say hi, my friend.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. So, SpaceX has brought out a new design for the tourism game. So, one of them are a glass dome. So, putting a glass dome where the ISS International Docking Port is. What do you think about that?
I think that it would be great, probably because you can see most of the thing down in space.
Okay, this is what I mean. This is what I mean. But, so, seriously. So, when you, like, so you can look deeper into the cosmos. Like, imagine being able to just go up on a Crew Dragon and be able to open that top hatch on your own orbit, not following the ISS's orbit, and going on your own orbit around the Earth, looking into the stars. I feel like that would be really nice and calm.
Oh, okay.
So now we have another upgrade for the actual starship, the lunar starship. So what do you think about actually having a lunar starship?
I think it would probably be cool because of the name. So I think
just because of the name? Just because of the name? Oh my goodness.
No, no, no. Stop. I think that the designs would be cool on this spaceship.
Yeah, it's a spaceship. It's a lunar lander.
Yeah. So on the spaceship, I think all the designs would be cool and all the technology in it. So yeah.
All right. So this actually, I think it's pretty cool. They've moved the solar panels from the top all the way down to a midsection. They removed some of the windows. So, actually, now that we're speaking about it, SpaceX has actually been chosen by NASA to support their landers. What do you think about that, my friend? Were you even listening?
Yeah, I think it would probably be cool because since you're getting chosen by NASA, because NASA's like one of the most famous space stations.
Space station? It's a space company! This is what I mean by he does not know two craps about space!
I say what I want.
No, you don't.
But this is a children's program, you know that, right?
When yes, I do! I do! I do know it's a children's program!
Okay,
Jesus!
Okay.
Alright, so now, since, would you ever go to Mars? Would you ever go to Mars?
Yes.
And why would you ever go to Mars?
I don't know.
Just because it's fun, is that why?
Probably.
Oh my god. Alright. The reason why I would want to go to Mars is because nobody's been there. NASA actually wanted to go there at some point.
True.
But when you do something like that, you're waiting 6 months, or eight, depending on what you're doing. But when you think about it, just imagine being on a spaceship for 9 months, almost a year to do it. Okay, what do you think about staying on a ship for a year, floating through space in zero gravity? And
since there's zero gravity, it'd be fun floating around and stuff like that. Plus, if you were stuck in space for a year, that'd be harsh.
I said almost a year.
Almost a year, it'd be harsh, probably.
Yeah. And also, you would have to deal with radiation, and you would have to work out, I think, yeah, three hours a day. Every day. And make sure all the systems are working, and then sleep and everything. How would you think about that, working out 3 hours a day, nonstop? I mean, there is a stop, but then having to work and maintain the station?
I think that would be harsh, because you have to work for 3 hours, but in
exercising for 3 hours. Okay. And then
but in school, if you're in school, it's like, it's longer than 3 hours a day. So Technically, yeah.
Exercising for 3 hours a day. It's not going to school 3 hours a day. Come on, man.
No, I'm just saying that school is longer than 3 hours.
I think everybody knows that, my friend. I think everybody knows that. All right, but so now, what do you think? All right, what do you think about actually being able to be forcefully belly flopping and then flipping up and landing on the BFR rocket? Or SpaceX's new rocket? All right.
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, okay.
I think it would be harsh, though, because you're just flipping and...
I mean, seeming like the actual landings now where it's just constant explosion. I would not trust it. Seriously, I would not trust that. But, so, here we go. This is our last question for today. So, we have on the International Space Station, they have more beds now. They added just one more bed. And they have one that looks like it's on the floor. On the floor, in quotation marks. But, what do you think they call it, if it's on the floor?
No.
Okay, so up on the ISS, some people like to call it the coffin. How do you think about that? People calling your bed the coffin, if you get that bed.
I have no idea, because if people's calling it the coffin, I guess it's probably like a coffin.
No, I mean, they're all like coffins, but when you think about it, they say, how was your morning in the coffin? that would just be funny. But that is the end of today's podcast, and we will see you all next time. Okay, let's start off the segment like we're talking about me and my friend, Space Company, and he wants to make everything reusable, is that right?
Yes.
Alright, so what we're basically going to do here, we're going to make everything reusable. He doesn't know how we should bring back the second stage. I have an idea for the first stage, but we're going to talk about the second stage because nobody has done that really. But, so, second stage. Most people, like Elon Musk, is right now talking about putting an inflatable heat shield on there or something. What I don't get is, why don't you just, like, right where the fairing is, just put a heat shield there, then put the uncoupling thing right there. Like, the uncouple thing, like, where the fairings are, and, like, that... In that area, there's a decoupler. So why do they actually have to, like, have it a big inflatable heat shield? Why can't they have one the same size of the capsule? When you look at the Apollo capsules or whatever capsule you're looking at, they have a capsule, and then it goes up like a triangle. But the heat shield is, like, the size of the base. So then you just have that whole area that's open. So, why can't you just have a little heat shield right there? So, why do you think they don't have that heat shield right there?
I don't know.
This is what I mean. So, when you look at it, that heavy engine, what you're going to need to do, you're either going to need 4 or 5 parachutes, and instead of it landing in the ocean, what we'll have it do is... We'll have it, once it, like, goes through the atmosphere and it comes down, we will have either a plane or a barge, probably a barge. What we'll do is we'll follow it, and then we'll watch it. And, by the way, we'll have, like, where the engine is, we'll have legs popping out so it can land. The parachutes will be up by the heat shield. So whenever the heat shield opens, I mean, whenever it... falls off, the parachutes will open at a certain point, and it will guide down, and the landing gear will come out, and there will be grid fins on it, which are aerodynamics. What do you say?
I say cool.
Okay. So, what we'll do is, like, they'll be in, like, the actual engine bay, and then the doors will either, like, go, like, so they're out around the thing, and then they'll go in and they'll slide off to the side, then the grid fins will pop out. which I think that would be pretty nice as a design. How about you?
I think it'd be nice.
Every time I have to switch the mic over to him, I have to lower it. Because he's a midget. Boy, you want to bring it on? Bring it on, boy. Oh, crap. I just dropped my microphone. So, here we go. So, imagine that. Like, we bring it down and it touches down on the barge. And the barge is going to be going, it tracks it, and then wherever it's going to land, it goes to that attempted spot, and it will try to land using parachutes and grid fins. And if that doesn't work, we will use, actually, the engine to slow it down even more. Even though it's vacuumed, we will still use it to, like, when it flips over because of the parachutes, we'll make it easier by turning on the engine and flipping it around. Then pulling all the parachutes, so when it comes down, right before it touches the bars, it will ignite its engine and touch down. So after that, what you say?
I said touchdown.
Yeah, touchdown. So after touchdown, we'll strap it down, and what we will do is, then we will move it back to our base. So, do you have any questions about what I just said?
No,
because
I didn't hear anything.
Oh my gosh, you are deaf. Okay, but, so, now the first stage recovery will be almost the same. It will have 5 engines, 4 of the engines, all the engines will be ignited for liftoff, and then 1 engine will bring it down and touch down on a different barge, or on a different boat. And then the fairings, they will be caught. They will be caught. And then they will be caught. And the payload will be good in space. And that's just one of our rockets. But actually, so I'm going to... My friend's like looking at me like I'm a freaking crazy person. Do you have anything to say about the... You sure? You sure you don't have anything about to say about that? Because you're looking, you're giving me off that funny look. Alright. But, so, after we touch it down, everything would go as planned. Bring it back, refurbish it, or we'll do something else with it. And so, after that, we'll connect everything again. We'll put new landing gear on the first stage. First stage is going to have somewhat landing gear that come out of the wall, like out of the walls of it. So that's something about it. So do you have anything that we should add to one of our rockets? I'm going to give my mic over to my friend.
No.
I just hit you in the face. All right. So... what's up next? Capsule designs. So, I have an idea for a capsule design. I actually have it drawn up, but I'm only going to say a little bit of it until I actually get it fully made. But, so, imagine, like, it have... So, when you look at the, SpaceX Crew Dragon, they have those 5 Dracos. I would plan on taking those Dracos out, taking all the engines out, then like where the abort system is, and then put landing gear there. Then under the heat shield, have engines that will pop out. Like what they'll do is there'll be landing gear, so once it can land on land, and in case of a water landing, it will have flotation devices. And so, once that happens. So the heat shield panels, you're probably asking about that. What they'll do is they'll either separate or they'll go in like the panels for the grid fins. But then it will touch down safely on land. We'll have landing pads and all that. And for the trunk of it, I'm actually planning on doing 3 engines in it, 3 sea level engines, in case I'm aboard. And then, what you'll do is, so, after you land it,
in case of a water landing, we will have water crews out there. And so, that capsule is probably only going to be designed for two people, and our four-people capsule will probably not land on land. We'll probably land in water, so we'll have to deal with the refurbishment. But that's mainly all about our capsules. Do you have anything to say about that?
No.
Your answer is no all day today. Oh, my God. Do you have anything that you want to say to people before I go on to our next segment? If you dare say no.
No.
Why do you say no? Alright, but, so what's up next? We're talking about, actually, our building. So what we're going to do is we're going to have landing pads on near the ocean, so on beaches, on two areas that we find, and we'll have them scattered, probably. And then what will happen is there will be four, actually, going back to our last segment, I forgot to add something. So in the trunk of the two-person capsule, there's going to be four. Oh my gosh, are you bored? You can leave if you're bored. And there will be four vacuum engines, so then you'll be able to deorbit correctly. And what will happen then is it will re-enter the atmosphere and come down for a landing on one of our pads. And then for a building, we'll have a big hangar. A hangar, then we can connect all the pieces together, bring it out on the pad, which will be pretty far away. Pretty far away. And it will be carried, straight up, like so. We'll build it laying down, and then we'll put it up. We'll, like, roll it out of the building, and then put it up, and then roll it all the way out. So, that's one of the things. And for actually commercial payloads, which is our next segment, we would really do anything for those. We would carry satellites and a variety of other things. Maybe space station parts and all that. All that. And we'll have upgraded rockets for that. So, do you have anything to say about having, like, what would you put on a rocket that's fully reusable? Don't say no or I'm going to slap you.
No.
Oh my God. Okay. That was a joke. Oh. Why did you do that? You hit yourself. I have my hand.
Look. I slapped myself for you.
Any of you could hear that. My hands are free. But, so, I think that's a pretty good payload. And what will happen is the landing gear will pop out. And then that is it. Space Friends signing off. But actually, I do have one more thing to do. I forgot one thing. So, actually, in the Dragon, not the Dragon, but in our capsule, we will actually have crews from NASA or anybody that wants to do a partnership. And that is Space Friends signing off. You want to say anything before we can leave? And it better not be no.
No.
I don't know if anybody can hear that, but this is Space Friends signing off.